I do have a lot of sympathy for recipe writers. If you're doing the job, you're trying to do your best in explaining in precise detail how to do something, knowing that, inevitably, you know, your definition of what medium heat means is going to be different than your readers, or your pans are going to heat up differently than theirs, and frankly, half your readers are going to just do whatever they want to do anyway and blame you if it goes wrong. I remember, I swear to God, reading the comments on a recipe for braised chicken, and the commenter said, well, you know, I don't like chicken, so I use shrimp instead, and then proceeded to cook the shrimp for an hour and a half and complained that the shrimp came out tough and the recipe was terrible. I mean, you really can't win. But there's one thing that weirdly almost all recipe writers do that is bizarre and sort of inexcusable. In his career as a writer, editor, and critic, Tom Skoka has sharpened his sword on lazy media and skewered hypocritical and cowardly politicians. But what he says might be his most important journalistic work came when he took on recipe writers for lying and lying and lying to us about onions. That was in an article he wrote for Slate in 2012, and like all evergreen stories, it keeps coming back. Most recently when Google suggested the same lie about onions and actually attributed it to him. But Tom will not back down, and he's here with us today to fight the onion cooking conspiracy. So Tom, what's the problem with onions?
The problem with onions is that it takes a long time to caramelize them. It takes so long to caramelize them that recipe writers through the years, I think, got into the habit of pretending it didn't take that long. A lot of the times when you're reading recipes, it'll tell you that if you put some onions in the pan and take 10 minutes or so, you'll have nice golden brown onions. And it's just not true. And I think that among the people who write the recipes, it's just they think of this as like a little fib that helps you get through the day. The recipe that finally set me off was one in the New York Times for savory scones with caramelized onions. And it said that with 10 minutes of cooking, you'd have some caramelized onions to toss in your scone. And I think I understand the urge to say that in your recipe because it feels like it shouldn't take more time to make the caramelized onions that make your scones have a caramelized onion flavor than it does to make the scones themselves. So, I mean, there are certain falsehoods that everyone understands are falsehoods. You know, that the speed limit on the Jersey Turnpike is 65, right? You know?
It's a polite fiction.
Yeah. You know, everybody understands that there's a speed limit, but people drive how they drive. But recipe writers don't understand that people who are reading recipes often don't know how long it takes to caramelize onions.
Okay, so let's talk about caramelized onions. You, as part of your story, your original story in Slate, you saw this, and even 10 minutes, I think you're saying, is generous because you were seeing lots of recipes where like, oh, cook the onions for 5 minutes until golden brown.
Yeah.
Cook the onions for 3 minutes until golden brown. And so you started taking out your stopwatch, and you stood in your kitchen, and you started cooking onions and timing them recipe by recipe. And what is your version of the events here?
So I was trying to do it in the most charitable way possible on, you know, very high heat, but with, you know, your standard apartment kitchen rig. Because the whole point is this is trying to replicate what you might do if you're reading a recipe in the newspaper. And, you know, if I cranked the heat all the way up and I stirred and stirred and stirred and never took my eye off the pan, you know, in about, I think the 29 minutes was when I got something that was caramelized onions.
Yeah. Not five.
No. At 5 minutes, 10 minutes, they're white.
Yeah. Part of it, I think, might be there's sort of a definitional problem here, right? Where, like, if we talk about caramelizing the onions, like, we use that as a very broad term. But the kind of caramelized onions you're talking about, which I believe are the true caramelized onion, is a slow-cooked onion until it turns truly brown, the color of caramel. And it means you've cooked it for a long time so the sugars and the juices have had time to come out of the onion and actually do the thing that we do when we caramelize sugar, which is, you know, turn brown. And that takes a long time. But I think, like, we just use the word caramelized to mean, like, any shade of brown anywhere along the line, right? So, like, if people are just talking about, oh, let's just saute the onions or sweat the onions, and they're just being imprecise in their language, like, that might be the issue, right?
Certainly not in the recipe that set me off. And I think in general, no. I mean, yeah, it's this. The thing is that, yes, there's this particular long, slow process, but that long, slow process produces a particular thing. You know, I mean, if you're making savory scones, you want a sweet, brown, soft onion in there. You don't want a lightly sweated crunchy onion. Like that's not the product. And so the thing is that when I first reacted to this, I was reacting as someone who, you know, had put in enough time in the kitchen to know that, you know, if I were cooking something and it told me I was going to take 10 minutes and caramelize some onions and I spent 10 minutes cooking, I would know that I didn't have caramelized onions in my pan and I'd keep going. I would know what I was trying to end up with.
Right.
But the thing is that after I wrote this, I heard from people and I still hear from people, you know, who didn't have that background knowledge when they ran into these kinds of recipes. And so you have people coming away believing that they don't know how to cook.
Mm.
They must have screwed something up.
Yeah, I'm a failure.
Right.
I failed, like, not the recipe.
And people really believe this. And like that's pretty messed up, especially for, you know, newspaper recipes, which are supposed to be reaching out to people who are maybe going to try something they never tried before.
Yeah, that's the damage. Are there other culinary untruths that you want to take on at this point?
That's pretty much the one that haunts me. I mean, besides the fact that everybody fetishizes San Marzano tomatoes and you keep finding San Marzano tomatoes that have like spice powder in them, yeah. You should never, ever use something that has spice powder in it. You know, you're better off with just a regular old Hunt's tomato than with something that has factory oregano in it. So there's that. But besides that, that's about all I got.
All right, man. We will fight that battle another time. But thanks so much for coming in today.
Oh, glad to do it.
Tom Skoka is the deputy executive editor at Gizmodo Media's Special Projects Desk. And you can find a recipe for caramelized onion dip with feta, spinach, and walnuts by our dear friend Kat Kinsman with a proper cooking time for onions. And that's at splendidtable.org.